With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. With the increasing political polarization in Congress these days, it is sometimes hard to imagine anything positive coming out of Washington, especially with regard to environmental programs. But there is at least one area where not only many Republicans and Democrats agree, but also, surprisingly, environmentalists and oil industry lobbyists. And that is the need to reform or repeal the Energy Policy Act, signed into law by President George W. Bush in 2005. It mandates that about 10% of vehicle fuel in the U.S. be composed of corn-based ethanol. As a result, 40% of the corn grown in America today is used for fuel instead of food, up from 9% in 2001. According to a new report by the National Wildlife Federation, higher corn prices created by the mandate inspired farmers to plant more than 7 million additional acres of crops from 2008 to 2012 alone, an area larger than the state of Massachusetts. That meant the plowing under of many natural grasslands and wooded areas, causing the destruction of wildlife habitat, as well as more water pollution from increased spraying of chemical fertilizers and pesticides. Julie Sibbing is a vice president at the Wildlife Federation. She said that several species of animals and insects, including monarch butterflies, are suffering population declines because of the ethanol-fueled expansion of cornfields and their related agricultural chemicals.
The bobolink, the western meadowlark, the sage grouse, there are many, many species that if they haven't quite made it to the endangered species list yet, they could all arrive there at the same time. Because if we lose much more prairie, and there's less than 1% of native tallgrass prairie left in the country, it's the fastest declining ecosystem. And in fact, the rates of conversion that happened after the passage of this policy, they were as severe as the tropical deforestation we're familiar with in Malaysia and Brazil, the Amazon.
In Maryland alone, farmers planted an additional 312 square miles of crops between 2005 and 2014, or the equivalent of the combined landmass of Baltimore, D.C., and Philadelphia. Because the law's mandate will keep growing through 2022, more than 100 lawmakers in the U.S. House, including conservative Republican Bob Goodlatte of Virginia and Democrat Peter Welch of Vermont, are supporting a bill that would cap the ethanol mandate at the current level. Others are pushing for more aggressive reform or even abolishment of the law, and they are being supported by a variety of environmentalists, competing food producers, and even the oil lobby. Frank Macchiarola is a director at the American Petroleum Institute, which opposes the ethanol mandate, in part because it cuts into the oil industry's business.
It's not a question of being against a fuel. It's against a mandated fuel, which we don't think is a free market principle.
There is no question that the original intent of the ethanol law was good, to make America less dependent on foreign petroleum. But its supposed environmental benefits turned out to be less than advertised, and the need for more domestic fuel has become less urgent over the last decade, as hydraulic fracturing has sparked a near doubling of U.S. oil production. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.